Otaku.com presents the Otaku.com podcast.
We're your hosts, the Otakus, with otaku news for otaku people with otakuness and other otakus and tacos and burritos. My name is Jennifer Lopez.
The Otaku.com podcast with the Otakus.
The Otaku.com presents the Otaku podcast.
The Otaku.com podcast, the second raid. The Otaku.com podcast reloaded. The Otaku.com podcast, the ninja edition.
If you found us, congratulations.
Cause we can't even find ourselves. The Otaku.com podcast, Vivi.
The Otaku.com podcast, a new hope.
Where we're cupcake free.
The Otaku.com podcast, you are not alone. The Otaku.com podcast, ANN edition. The Otaku.com podcast, Forsaken. The Otaku.com, dude, where's my podcast?
The Otaku.com, ponies, cupcakes, and peeps, oh my!
The last episode ever!
The OVA episode.
But it's going to be the only OVA episode.
Yes, this is our blockbuster blowout extravaganza of finality.
And I'm your host, Ichigo.
And I'm your host, Dime Chaser.
And we're bringing you the last, latest, and greatest from the Otaku.com, which, lucky for us, is really nothing. The lastest and greatest. So let's talk about why this is the last episode ever. So Adam did a post talking about, you know, his brief history of how the Osho came into being. So I'll just give my remembrance of what how it started and then why we're ending. So we started the O show in 2005, the AP show in 2005. October of 2005 is when Bato and I started the show. Chigo joined shortly after. And around March or so of 2006, Adam contacted us and said, "Hey, I like what you guys are doing. Would you be willing to do a show for us? You know, we'll hook you up with some ad spots." And we said, "Sure, why not?" We were all into the podcasting thing. So we started doing a weekly show for the O. So, you know, now it's been almost 5 years, or almost 6 years, excuse me, 2012 now, so almost 6 years.
Yeah.
And obviously we've gone through some host changes. Chigo retired, and then Bato retired, and I moved to Japan, and then Time Chaser came on board. Mm-hmm. And now I got married and everything else. But the big thing now is that I'm going to be having a child in March. And
kids are notoriously high maintenance.
Right. And I'm already pretty busy with, you know, working full time and doing now, you know, at this point, two podcasts and practicing kendo and a bunch of other stuff. And then adding a kid onto that. And I figured, you know what, I need to cut something out of my schedule. And the thing that I am invested in the least out of all of those things is unfortunately the Osho. I've continued doing it even after host changes and moving changes and everything else, and, you know, a slowdown in the amount of news and stuff that gets posted to the front page on the Osho, because Adam and I are friends, and, you know, I enjoyed doing the show for everybody. Finally it came to time where something had to change. And so, you know, I gave Adam a few weeks' notice, and here we are, the last episode ever.
Yep. And, you know, while this is the last episode of this show, we would encourage everybody to, you know, get on your keyboards and go over to Anime Pulse. And we've got some line in with Adam to see if we can cross-post Anime Pulse either on the front page like the O Show has been, or I could go ahead and post it in the water cooler if he prefers. But, you know, we don't want to leave you in the lurch completely, and believe us, you know, the Anime Pulse show is what you really want to listen to, because as good as this show is, Anime Pulse is better, because, you know, we don't rely on the front page to have to give us news. We go out and find our news, and we have our anime reviews, so, you know, you get a more full show.
Well, and, you know, and now people are going to be like, "What, you're going to keep podcasting, but you're going to stop our show? What the hell?" And the easy answer to that is, obviously, the AP show is the one I started, and it's also the one that people pay to listen to. It's a free show, but we have a, you know, premium subscription.
We have our premium subscriber program.
Right, and so as long as people continue to pay for it, I'll continue to do that, unless something else changes in my life, and then I have to make, you know, and force me to make a difficult decision there. But Yes. So, obviously, as we talk about every week, if you like listening to us, go over to anime-pulse.com, and we've got shows over there, too. So, let's go and look at the comments that we got on the goodbye post. Adam put up a post about a week and a half ago saying, show's ending! Comment. So, here we go.
And we've gotten more comments than we've had in a long time. I think at twice the number of comments at our peak of commenting last year.
Maybe, yeah. So the mask starts it off with, whoa, so the podcast is about to end already? I had to admit, I had that feeling when Adam hinted about it in his world. Well, thanks for the podcast memories, Ichigo. Really had fun times with you and the podcast team through the years. And I wish you the best in your future endeavors in life. And here's a suggestion for everyone. Maybe we can take the time to leave a comment on the podcast, since it's going to be the last one in which the comments would be read. You know, for old time's sake. And luckily, yes. A lot of people did.
Yes, they did. And of course, Adam replies to the mask. They're going to read comments in this post, too.
Which we are doing now. It's very meta.
Yes.
And Katana says, can we do a celebratory otaku cage match? Well, you totally could.
You could.
But I don't think you did.
I don't know. It didn't happen, but, you know, we wouldn't have minded.
Yeah, and the mask said, well, that's a great idea. Heck, how about we conduct a mini comment slam as well? After all, Ichigo apparently wasn't here when the December 30 comment slam and your otaku cage match revival took place. And are we really going to take him off the hook without bombarding him with the comments they've been clamoring for months already?
Yeah. And then, how do you spell
LHT kid?
LHT lit kid says, no, I had just discovered the amazing wonderfulness of the podcast recently, and... Late kid, please use a color that I can actually read.
Just highlight
it. I'm never good at doing like the one little thing that might
make things easier for you.
Yes, I always do things the hard way. They were really fun to listen to. Thanks so much, Ichigo, for making all of those. I hope you have a good time in Japan.
I do have a good time in Japan, and you know, the almost 3 years.
He's been having there. A good time in Japan, yeah.
Yeah, or almost 4 years, sorry, 3.5 years, so. Then Rolini-chan says, this podcast was one of the things I look forward to every week, and even though I didn't comment much, I always listened. Yeah. It is sad for me to hear that it will go to an end here. But I will check him out in Anime Pulse and will be an active listener. Thank you. Actively listening. That's fun. Thank you for making my day full of laughter and for everything you did for the O. You guys are number one, carrot, carrot, bang.
Yeah.
Thank you for always listening.
And Felsey says, well, thanks a lot for the podcast. It was always a nice and funny moment. I loved it. Anyway, I wish you the best.
Thank you. Omnia1 says, thank you so much for everything you did for the O. You truly helped make it what it is today. Now, I'm going to run off and look for these episodes, as silly me didn't realize until now, lol, bang P, or colon P. My bad, Adam, you are a fab team leader, and thank you to you, to carrot underscore carrot.
I wonder if some people are just, like, hopped up on sugar when they type these things. And, I don't know.
Ritona Raito?
Ritona Raito. Yeah, I thought you were going to say something. Ritona Raito says, aw, this is a bit of sad news. I was not expecting. I may not comment on the podcast, but I do listen to the majority of them. Yes, but we like comments. Needless to say, they will be missed. So thank you for the great podcast over the years. They were really great to listen to. They were great to listen to. I added the really in there.
And the Great Gatsby gives a face. And you know what? The emoticon face in the O, I can never understand what they're supposed to represent. Because their features are always too small.
I think that one's crying.
You know, okay, maybe. I don't know. I can't tell. But
I think
Demon
I can
King,
see the tracks of the tears.
Yeah. Demon King Atticus says, not gonna lie, I am sad by the news, but all good things must come to an end, and the podcast is no exception to this. For the past couple years, it's been a blast to hear my relatively stupid username come up in episodes when I want a caption battle, or hear you talk about news postings I put up. Perhaps it's a bit vain, and it probably is, but... it's just kind of cool to get called out like that with so many other awesome people on the site. Thanks, Ichigo. May your future endeavors bring you happiness and success. Well, thank you.
Deep from the heart of Texas. And Cute Percy, I've never been able to figure out how to pronounce her name, but I think that's right. Cute Percy. I'm going to miss it. Other things come first, though. I always plan to comment and then never do for some reason or other. Feel free to tell me I suck. Well, you don't suck, but... bad Cute Percy. Bad.
Kamichama Karen S, and this time I'm going to try to speak according to punctuation. I am going to cry! I enjoy the podcast so much, you know? I will be sad to see them go, but it isn't my decision to make. The podcasts were always so lively and fun to listen to. (Parentheses, parentheses) So it's like a super meta parentheses. I must admit, yes. I found myself laughing in my bus ride home.
Must be a stage whisper.
I'd like to feel that I am a fairly dedicated member on the O. I'm glad you feel that. Farewell, and have a wonderful time in whatever you do. And if we get the chance, let's meet up again. With love, KKS.
So long, it's been good to know you. And Cowboy Sean says, Ichigo, which video game franchise turned anime movie did you like between Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children, Street Fighter Alpha, or Resident Evil Degeneration?
Well, that's an confusion. Easy. That's an easy one, because I only watched one of those three, so Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children it is.
Oh, well, there you go.
Ed is Short says, I never thought the podcasts were going to end, but thank you for all your hard work over the years. I hope that the otakus left you with some wonderful memories, colon D. Good luck in the future.
Cougar-sama says, goodbye to the O podcast, but don't forget Ichigo and TC still do Anime Pulse.
Yes, yes we do. Shadow of Night says, for those of you who can't read, it's TT Carrot TT. I enjoy the podcast and I'm sad to see them go. More like I'm about to burst into tears. But I will never, ever forget Ichigo. Ever! Carrot, carrot.
Well, you don't have to forget him because just come listen to our other show.
Yeah, seriously.
Domin Kuro says, Yo, man, I haven't listened to all of them, but the ones I have heard were great. I'm so sad to see you go, and I'm going to miss your post every week. Goodbye, man, and best of wishes to you, yours, and for your future ventures, LJP. Love, joy, peace.
Very nice. LJP, I got to keep that. I got to remember that one.
Yes.
Love and peace, you know, with the crossed fingers. That's the...
Love and peace.
Faithless Fighter says, I guess this is the end. Endings are always cruel and abrupt, but they always set the stage for a new beginning.
Yes, they do. If you've ever seen Star Wars Episode 3. And Alazni-chan says, I didn't want this day to come. I'm going to miss this show so much. I remember the first time I heard it, and it was what kept me wanting to come back to the O to see what happens on the site. Without the show, I probably wouldn't be checking this site as often as I do now. Good luck to all of you in the future.
And I should mention that, including this final show, the O Show has consisted of 274 episodes.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's more than some TV shows.
Almost as much as Dragon Ball Z. So some guy says, it is prudent for me to comment here. I'm 95% positive. I wouldn't even be on the otaku.com's team right now if it wasn't for the podcast. I don't draw, I don't make wallpapers, e-cards, or anything else. On the old site, I wrote a few articles and uploaded a couple cosplays, and being that those weren't the draws they ought to have been, those were eventually dropped. So I blogged and commented, and that was about it. And I won't lie, got a bit excited when they featured Anomaly, formerly Color Me Evil, or however that dummy used to type that, and her Roxas cosplay. With a touch of embarrassment, I'll admit that I commented back and forth with her in that podcast post, hoping that it'd get read. Didn't happen, though. In any case, I guess I came onto the boys' radar during a post where I called them all dicks. As Ichigo read the post, Chigo is dying and Bato just wanted to quote Team America. So that was fun. Then I started doing that stupid arbitrary points thing, pointing out what I felt was the good and the bad of the podcast. And sure enough, the boys seemed to like that, so I kept it up. And when Christmas came around, I did the points in poem form, and it just remained awesome for the rest of time. And within that year, Adam asked me to come on board as sort of a site commenter to point out features and members and stuff. Didn't happen that way, but well, here I am now. So yeah, I make no exaggeration to say that this podcast got me where I am at this site, and I'll always be thankful for that. Ichigo, thank you so much for all the years. It's been a blast shooting the breeze with you, learning a bit more about this internet business type stuff, and all around just being a nice breath of fresh opinion around these parts. We can't all fit into the primary demographic after all, so we'll take all the saucy alternatives we can get.
What?
Seattle that one year was a blast, and it was a pleasure to hang out with you guys for lunch, beers, and to confuse old Japanese people in the mall. Give Bato my regards. See you around, and good luck with that eventual baby. Babby. We expect Babby. Pictures, yo. And thank you, some guy. Without you on the site, it wouldn't have been near as much fun, because you always provided something for us to talk about, and, you know, your responsibility in making sure that the shows always got up on time and caption battles got done so we had stuff to talk about was greatly appreciated.
Yes. He was kind of the unsung member of the team in a way.
We should sing him. Some guy, you were a member of the team.
Yes. Oh, sole some guy.
Yep. So we really appreciate it, all your work.
Yes. Thank you for the years of dedication.
So,
and Ashio says, I have to say I'm quite sad to hear about this. It's always hard to say goodbye, especially when someone has been a big part of your family. The O is going to miss you, but I wish you all the best for the future. God bless. And thank you for everything you have done to and given to this community / family.
All right. Wow, we're only halfway through? Okay, we got to start rapid-firing these.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Ichigo Kurosaki. Ichigo, I've listened to all the episodes of the past couple of years and I've enjoyed every second of the witty banter you and your co-hosts have come up with. You've helped inspire my podcast and brought me joy. I feel like I've gotten to know you and be glad and I'm glad to be an otaku because of what you did. It's sad to see you move on, but I shall continue to follow you on the other show and follow your example. I have told people to listen to the show a lot and it's paid off. Thank you for all you've done. I'm glad you exist. Arigato gozaimasu. Yours truly, Ichigo Kurosaki.
Dude, I can't do that.
Well, yours is really short.
Okami 13, we all love you, Ichigo.
Kami-chan X3. No! I'm seriously going to miss the podcast. We'll miss you, Ichigo. Oh, so very much. Hugs. I have the app, lol.
Loon Soldier 20. Good luck. I've dropped in several times to hear the podcast, and they were fun to listen to. I'm sad to see it end, but life keeps going.
Enigmatic Turk. Good luck with everything, Ichigo. Thanks for all your hard work over the years. I remember when the podcast first started. I had more time to listen to them back then. They were always fun to listen to, and still are, I'm sure. I hate to see them come to an end. They were something truly special on the site. Wishing the best!
Chibi Master says, thank you, Ichigo, for doing the O podcast for many years, and I will continue to listen to you on Anime Pulse.
Sethem7598, thank you for so much. You will be missed. I watch Bleach all the time. Non sequitur.
Wallpaper Otaku says, gonna miss it! One aspect of the site I always look forward to, even if I didn't always comment. Played the podcast during my school otaku club way back when. I listen every week for the caption battle results. Good luck, Ichigo, and thanks for everything.
Sangome, I admit, it's been a long time since I've listened to the podcast, but I do remember when it first began way back on the Gray site. I would always make a habit to listen and comment, and was always elated when my comments were read. There was even the one time Ichigo said my dad was in the mob. I totally remember that. And I think he called me Sam Wilder at one point. Yeah, good times there. And then, of course, the cage matches. One day, a couple of us just snapped and smanned it up like being silly little teenagers. However, I would soon learn those people would become some of my best friends I've ever had. And I probably would not have gotten to know them so well, nor do I think I'd still be here and eventually meet all the other great people I've come to know if it wasn't for the podcast. So for that, I thank you guys. I apologize for not having listened to you all in so long, but do know you're responsible for a lot. Best regards, Ichi. And thank you, Sangome.
And Fuko-chan in two separate sentences, I will miss you, and why do you have to go? It's sad.
Yes, we've already talked about that. Star Petals. Though I've been a member of the O for a few years now, I only recently started listening to the podcast. Really? That's too bad. Because we've known about you forever. I have to say, it really gave me something to look forward to each week. What I liked best about the podcast was the teasing nature of your commentary. Well, thank you. When we, the listeners, would say ridiculous things, you'd call us out on it. Yes, yes, we did. Just like we'd call you out on the things you'd say. It was a reminder that as a fanatical as otaku can be, it's all still good fun. It made me feel more a part of the O than my fan art submissions did because it opened up a dialogue in a way that regular comments couldn't. Not that I don't love all aspects of the O. So, as much as I like your Anime Pulse podcast, it won't be quite the same without the focus on the O community. Very true. Thank you for bringing a little more humor and insight to the otaku.
And Light Fiki, funny name, says, I myself haven't covered much attention for that, but for what I know, it deserves all the praises. Doing something for so long and giving its best always with new ideas and interesting things, I'm sure that it puts something to look forward to for every otaku. So thank you for that. May your life continues to shine and go even better, and know that you will always have the deepest thanks from all the members of this site.
Awesome.
Members of this.
Alexia Aresia. I've been watching Ichigo ever since I was still a child. Whew, that's creepy. How are you watching me? Do you know where I live? And of course, before I entered our community, it has been such a long time since they started. Sadly, we have to say goodbye. For the past years, I thank Ichigo for his hard work. It's hard to see another friend saying goodbye to everyone for it. It really is dramatizing. And because of Ichigo's hard work, I shall say, it's been a while since you first appeared. Thank you for everything you've done. And I will, and as I always say to many in reality, this isn't reality. May the breeze of the
doesn't
wind
doesn't feel like it to me.
May the breeze of the wind give lightness to your wonderful spirit as always. Be free wherever you are, Ichigo, and may you always remember us anytime and anywhere. Thank you so much. I mean, very much. I hope you'll have a wonderful future within. Thank you once again.
If this is reality, we're in trouble.
And Jump says, is this the real life? Is this reality?
Reality. Thunderbolts and lightning. Very, very frightening.
For me.
And Jump says, Okay. And Jump says, hey, Ichigo, thanks for the good times. Good times.
Good times.
Good times. It was great to hear my comments read, and though I haven't had the opportunity to always listen, I try to when I can. Though, yeah, I lack the comments department a lot. You people are only fessing up now. Well, I'll still be dropping by Anime Pulse and listen. Hey, don't forget about us. You'll still be one of the few internet voices that I'll be able to recognize. Good luck with your future endeavors. See you around.
You know, I think the funniest good times moment was the one time when there was a post about someone in the industry who had passed away, and I was like, yeah, and so-and-so died. It was a really sad day for the industry. Good times, good times. And some guy's like, dude, seriously? I was like, ah, I did it. I can't believe I said good times there.
It's been tattooed on your brain after saying it so often.
I know. Chibi Sasuke says, I actually found this website through those podcasts back in 08. They really were great. Thanks. And you're a poet and you didn't know it. Thanks so much for all the hard work and for directing me to this wonderful community. It's sad to hear there won't be any more, but I wish the best of the whole podcasting crew. Yes.
And Sunfall E says, I hear that Ichigo has some really awesome stuff coming up in his life, so congrats on that. I may have not listened to the show much, but I definitely appreciated the dedication you showed to podcasts all this time. Keep stopping by from time to time, Ichigo. You'll always be welcome around here.
And thank you, Sunfolly, for all of your hard work on the site. We've definitely kept an eye on you, even though you haven't listened to us. Mew Mew.
Beth is mod supreme.
Yes, totally. Mew Mew, dang, I never realized this has been around for so long. Congrats on all the success you guys made. So many episodes, and good luck with all you do in the future.
Mm-hmm. And the mask comes back again with, hey, Ichigo, I just heard that you're apparently expecting your first kid with your wife. I would hope so with your wife. Congratulations, I wish you the best with your family.
Yes. Keen Havoc says, I remember stumbling upon Anime Pulse way back on episode 50-something on iTunes because it was tagged with anime. It was free, and it only took 5 hours to download the 80-megabyte episodes on dial-up. I loved the chemistry between the host, the interviews with voice actors, the panel reenactment, and crossover site news from the O. The mention of the catch-em battle is really intriguing, but I couldn't find it in the AP forums, and that's what led me here. Good times, good times. As long as we keep the anime love strong, we can keep things on this side pulsing, just like a heart and lung bypass machine. Thanks again, Ichigo, and best wishes to the ventures that lay ahead. And I don't know what he linked to on the YouTube, but I'll check it out later.
Yes. And finally, from Anime Archangel... Oh man, I guess this comment is kind of late now, but I wanted to give my thanks all the same. Nope, it's not late, we're reading it now. Like Gome said, it has been a while since I've listened to the podcast, but I have some of the fondest memories associated with it. I remember waking up Monday mornings and being so excited because it was podcast day. I would listen to them on the site and then download them to my iPod and listen to them all the time. I always look forward to Mondays for that. I remember the first time you and Bato read my comments on the podcast too, and I think I might actually still have that one on my iPod. I know it's still bookmarked on my old computer. I remember how excited I was about it. Getting to listen to the old podcasts, Anime Pulse and Manga Pulse, were definitely things that I always look forward to every week. We can still look forward to some of them. Unfortunately, life got real busy, and it just wasn't something I was able to do every week. Even still, it doesn't change how much fun I had listening to the podcast every week, and I want to genuinely thank you for that. There were so many good times, good times. And here, it was such a blast. I'm sad to see it go, but I'll definitely tune into AP, MP whenever I can. So thank you, Ichigo, and Bato, too, for the podcast's wonderful ride. Good luck with everything, and I wish you the best. Definitely hope to see you around.
Yeah, and that's it from the goodbye post. There were a couple other posts on last week's episode, but they kind of follow along the same vein. Although people did tell me what movie I was looking for last week. It was Pulse was the name of the horror movie. So thank you for everyone who... helped me find that. It was actually Keen Havoc who finally told me what the movie was. So I just, you know, it was great to see everybody commenting and, you know, see how the O show has affected you. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, there are some people who, of course, everybody helped with the show, you know, with whether you were commenting or, you know, posting stuff on the site, anything like that. It was all wonderful. You know, there were some people who really made a difference. Of course, some guy being probably the first and most influential out of all of them. You know, the mask for your in-depth investigative posts from way back when. You know, obviously Katana and Sangome and the cage match crew, you guys really made a difference in the quality of what we had to talk about on the show. You know, I'll always be grateful for that. Obviously Time Chaser for, you know, not only being a commenter from way back when, but then coming on as a host of the show.
Thank you.
You know, Sunfall for being one of the best mods on the site, even though I guess you didn't listen to the show much. We always paid attention to what you were doing. And then, of course, Adam for approaching us to start with and providing us with this forum and giving us free reign, because obviously we got some flack from people at various points of time for saying, how can you say that? You guys are dicks. And yeah, well, we control the content. You guys choose whether or not to put it up. So it's been
the outer limits. We are controlling transmission.
Yep. You know, so it's been a lot of fun, and some of you have really made a big difference, and I just want to make sure that's acknowledged.
Yep. So it's not all just about Ichigo and Bato and Chigo and me, to a lesser extent, coming in this late, but it's about you guys too.
No, because you know, with a show like the O Podcast, we may have recorded the show, but we did not make the content. That was all you guys. So exactly. You know, keep doing what you're doing, and keep making the O a great place to hang out and talk about otaku crazy stuff. You know, fan art, you know, random stuff on Worlds, just, you know, continue making a good community. And that's really what it's all about. So shall we talk about the Kachin battle?
I think so. Or do we want to mention the last movie sign we'll ever talk about?
Yes.
On the water cooler.
What is this week's movie sign?
Well, this week's movie sign is season 2, episode 6, Ring of Terror. And it's about a college senior named Louis B. Moffat, who must remove a ring from the finger of a corpse as a frat house initiation requirement. Wow. That's like, that sort of thing would have made Animal House a lot more interesting.
Yeah, wow. So, February's schedule is out. I'm glad you got it out in time, Katana, so that we could, you know, talk about it on our last show. So, the 5th yes. of February is 6/19, Red Zone Cuba, with the short platform, posture, and appearance.
And on the 12th, digging back into the plethora of Gamera films, will be episode 316, Gamera vs. Zigra.
Ooh. And on the 19th, we've got 822, Overdrawn at the Memory.
It should be Overdrawn at the Memory Bank. She didn't put in bank, but that's a rather funny cable access TV movie that stars the late Raul Julia, actually.
Wow, very cool.
Very cool. And then, of course, closing out February on the 26th is episode 102. Wow, that's going way far back. The Robot versus the Aztec Mummy.
Wow. So I just have to say, for all those who attend the movie sign, watch all the movies!
Yes. it's been God, close to 3 years now. It was over 2 years by the time I kind of stopped going, but it's been 3-something years now, so yeah. Keep on trucking until you finally watch all the episodes.
Yep. And, of course, before we do our last CAPTCHA battle ever, I guess I should mention there's a contest going on right now for somebody to design the new, I guess, or the new, like, logo for news articles.
Okay.
On the O. But there aren't any entries thus far, so join the contest! Join the challenge! Yes. Submit your art!
Check out the contest! Submit your art, people!
All right, so CAPTCHA battle. Last week's caption was, of course, from Kung Fu Panda 2, and features Po with covered in rabbits.
And I'm having problems because every time I click on caption battle link, it's telling me that, there we go, I had to refresh.
Okay.
That would have been bad.
In third place, from Kyo Yadenge, piercings come in all shapes and styles now, huh? That one over the eye had to hurt.
In second place is me! Yay, I placed in the very last pot.
It's-a me, Mario!
Caption, it's-a me, Mario. And I said, looks like Poe has some nasty ingrown hairs.
Ba-dum-ching! Very nice. And in first place, Dranzerstorm. I'm glad Poe can't see what the rabbits on top of his head are doing. Which, at first you think, oh, it's kid rabbits, maybe they're taking crap. No, it looks like they're doing the nasty.
Oh, yes, because as we know, rabbits multiply within, like, 3 nanoseconds.
Yep. So this week's caption is comes to us from Cowboy Sean from the series Witch Hunter Robin. You've got Miho on the left, Haruto on the right. They're both wielding guns. One's got a flashlight. They look pretty serious.
They look like sort of Men in Black mixed with Mulder and Scully.
They look like witch hunters.
Which would fit because it's Witch Hunter Robin.
Oh, yes. All right, well, that's it. It's been fun. If you like listen to us and you're sad because you can't listen to us on the O anymore, come over to Anime Pulse, anime-pulse.com. We've got news, reviews, longer show. It's a good time. And hey, if you never have liked listening to us, still go over there because You know, we've got Manga Pulse and Video Game Pulse and Fan Pulse, three other shows with three separate sets of hosts and three different subject matters. So there's something for everybody. Go check it out today. And with that, it has been an honor doing the podcast for the O, and we will see you all. See you around, Space Cowboy.
Yes, you're going to carry that weight.